You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and first-timer on Ron Siegel Radio, Melinda Bravo is with us. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are operators standing by.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, write down this number. You're going to need it, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we're celebrating today. Now, you know, it's early. We record this broadcast every weekday morning, 9 a.m. So I don't know. You know, and I know you're listening to this whenever you're listening to it. Replays, it could be live on ABC at 6 this afternoon. Depends on when you're listening. But today is National Tequila Day. Mm-hmm. And if we and if we start tequila too early, you know something?
It is what it is.
Yeah, you know, I'll be the first to say it. I was never a big fan of tequila until our friends over at Comisario Tequila brought us some tequila to taste at 9 o'clock in the morning one bright morning. It was a long day that day, but it was good tequila, so we can go with that. Let's see what else. Now, I don't know if you can do this, but you know, of course, nowadays maybe you can get your tequila at the drive-through. I don't know, but I know you can go to a lot of restaurants and get drive-through whatever. So maybe you can get your tequila at the drive-through. I don't know. Let's take a look and see what the markets are doing today. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 202 points. The S&P 500 is up 22. The NASDAQ is up 34.67. Oil up $1.89 a barrel. Ow. Yes, I know we're in the formerly golden state. $4.89 a gallon of gasoline here. But hey, it's not as bad as Washington at $4.92, almost $4.93 a gallon. You know why Washington's gas? I just found this out yesterday. You know why the gas prices are so high in Washington? You got to love it. Government regulation, cap and trade. That's where it's all going. Maybe that's why Hawaii is paying $4.68 a gallon while we're at $4.89. Have you ever noticed any refineries in Hawaii? Well, sugar refineries. There is pineapple refineries. There is a vodka refinery because they make it out of pineapple, but I digress. Josh, you're going down in gasoline prices. $4.20 a gallon over there in Nevada. $4.20. Arizona, $3.76. Brittany's at $3.81. And our tremendous underwriter, Lori, $3.20 a gallon of gasoline. Right there, $3.20. Can you imagine that? Now, what do you think the difference is between gasoline in Louisiana and gasoline in California? How about taxes and fees? Could that be it? Governor Newsom, it's not the oil companies. They don't say, well, we don't like Louisiana, so we're going to, or we like them. They're not going to pay as much. Of course, Governor Newsom doesn't understand that. He's probably still out to lunch over at the French Laundry. $1,000 a person to go to dinner. Unbelievable. So let's see what else is going on in the world. Have you sent your ex out today? Not your ex-wife. That's the newest from Twitter. Yeah, they're gonna the bird is gone. No more flipping anybody the bird at Twitter. So now you've just got an ex marks the spot. You got to wonder, Elon, would anybody doubt that Elon Musk is going to make Twitter successful? I'm not even going to go to Vegas and put a bet on this one. You know, Elon Musk has got a pretty good track record, so I'm not going to go out there and get involved in that one. Are you a movie watcher? What a weekend if you're into the movies. So between Barbie and Oppenheimer, I mean, now, you know, I got three boys, so I don't know a whole heck of a lot about Barbie, but was it $155 million for the weekend? And Oppenheimer, I mean, think about these. Disney, are you listening? You know, if you don't do Barbie, if you don't go woke on everything, maybe you might make some money on films. I shouldn't say that because I've got too many friends at Disney. But Barbie came out revenue. I was just looking up the revenue for the weekend. I don't even know if did anybody like Barbie. I don't know if anybody liked the movie. You know, I don't know those things. But boy, sales unbelievable. Get a lot of some studios gonna be very, very happy. Speaking of studios, did you see this one? I don't want to cause any trouble. Well, sometimes I do. But who's it? Universal Studios trimmed all their trees. Why did they trim the trees now? Well, maybe it was going to be because it's 100 degrees out. And maybe it would be a little less comfortable for the union members that are striking out there. I don't want to throw that out there. I don't want to say it, but do you think that, you know, usually the city does that stuff and all of a sudden the trees get trimmed? And I listened to the president talking about how pro-union he is. I can't even remember the last time that we had so many either strikes or threatened strikes. This is amazing watching what's going on with this right now. UPS is the next one on the verge of strike. We've got the actors. We've got the writers. Does anybody realize that the actors and the writers are on strike? Now, you do? Uh-huh. Okay, so I watched it, and I just saw this statistic. It shocked the heck out of me that about 10 years ago, we would get like 200 new projects a year. Now, with all of the streaming services, 590 new projects last year, 590. Now, I don't know about you. I have enough trouble just watching one. For the first time in my entire life, I've gotten into a show on Netflix. Never been a Netflix person, but you just can't handle all this news as much as I used to. So you might appreciate this one, Melinda. I don't know if you've followed this show, Suits.
Yes, love it.
Yeah, that's
I just recently got into it.
Yeah, that's me too. And I never knew what binge watching was. I mean, I'm usually because we get started at 4 a.m. I'm usually asleep by 8:30, 9 o'clock in the evening. And here I find myself up watching Suits. And, you know, I thought when they said Suits, I'm a card guy. I thought they were talking spades, clubs, hearts. No, but that's a pretty good show.
Huh? Oh, that was amazing. I totally binge watched that too.
It's a nice one. Well, we're going to talk about some more home and finance related stuff today. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, foreclosure numbers today are not like 2008. How to create a CD ladder. We're going to learn about the world of paralegal and how can we use a paralegal? What can a paralegal do for us? What can't they do for us? We're going to see how much we can learn today. With Melinda, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now. Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is, you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. Or visit RonSiegelRadio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. Got a phone? Make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, they've got a bunch of creative programs that are pretty abnormal, not common in the world, no, the market right now. So Geneva's got, how about a transition loan? If you want to buy a house before you've ever sold your departing property, maybe you don't need that equity. Well, you do need the equity from the departing property. Well, we can help you use that equity to buy the new house before you've ever sold the old ones. Geneva's got that program. And every morning, early morning, because I do start early, you can go and visit rsrmarketminute.com if you want an update on what's going on in the mortgage world. I put out like a 2-3 page blurb each morning, rsrmarketminute.com, rsrmarketminute.com. And every day at this time, OBMMI. They provide the most comprehensive, accurate, timely, and interactive analysis of mortgage pricing ever conducted in the mortgage industry, calculated from actual locked rates. Now, they don't tell us points paid, points received, APR. They just give us the actual lock. And they do that across 42% of all mortgage transactions nationwide. So what did the rates do on Friday? Most timely information that's available to anybody. 30-year conforming rate, 6.818. Jumbo, 6.938. 30-year FHA, 6.754. 30-year USDA loan, 6.78. And the best loan on the market, got to earn this one. You cannot just apply. That would be the 30-year VA loan, 6.567. is where that one locked on Friday. What are the markets doing today? The 10-year Treasury is up 1 basis point. The S&P 500, my screen is going crazy right here. So I'm not going to tell you what that's doing because it hasn't stopped. It's right around. It's up about 21, 22 points. Mortgage-backed securities are down 5 basis points, and none of it matters because the only thing that matters is what's going to happen on Wednesday. The Federal Reserve starts meeting tomorrow. They're going to have their they're going to tell us they're increasing interest rates by 0.25% on Wednesday. Then Jerome Powell speaks after that, and you know what happens then.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, that's Jerome Powell. And you know my thinking about Jerome Powell, right?
Such an idiot.
Yeah. Don't go. He's going to raise rates. He doesn't need to. Realtor confidence. Average number of bids per home sold rises from 3.3 to 3.5. Guess people are wanting real estate. Percentage of sold over list price rises from 31% to 33%. The percentage of homes sold on the market in less than a month was 76%. It was 74. And the median days on market, 18 days on the market. So even with the interest rates where they are, the new normal, people still want to buy a house. There's a reason for that. Zillow rent index. I guess Zillow and zero is probably what they're. No, I should. Year over year rent growth slowed from 4.6 to 4.1 in June. We know that that is a bit stubborn. CNBC.
Such an idiot.
They must be in bed with the Federal Reserve because, you know, they're talking about, well, we need more rate hikes because they're using a number based on what the consumer believes inflation will be next year. I am willing to bet my neighbor's house. You know, that's just an analogy. I don't want somebody sending me a note saying you can't do that. That the average consumer has no idea, not only what inflation is today, they don't know, have an idea of what inflation is going to be next year. It's just not what they do. They're not economists. But CNBC uses this anyway, and they talk that the Federal Reserve probably should increase interest rates 2 more times after this one. I guess they just want to really put us more into a deeper recession. I just throw that out there, but we'll see what happens. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So today we are going to learn a little bit. We have with us Melinda Bravo is with us, Justice and Advocacy Group. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So we're going to learn about your, now I tell people all the time, I don't give legal advice on Ron Siegel Radio.
No.
As a paralegal, do you give legal advice?
No, we cannot give legal advice.
No legal advice. No. So can you suggest questions that somebody might ask an attorney? That's what I do.
Well, you know, I give people information, but I don't give any kind of legal advice. Just kind of, you know, point people in the right direction. But yeah, I cannot give legal advice.
Yeah. So what I'm getting at is we don't give legal advice, but because of experience, mm-hmm. we may have an idea of the advice you need. And some people don't even know the questions to ask.
Yes.
So if we provide you with some question that you may need to talk to an attorney about, well, then you get the legal advice from the attorney now that you know what question to ask.
Yes.
So explain to me what a paralegal really does.
So what a paralegal does is we actually assist attorneys. Like in the law firm world, we assist attorneys and we draft documents, you know, we meet with clients and so forth. For my business, what I do is I help people just in general in the community, basically get like divorces, help them do the fill out the paperwork, give them some information. I do like estate plans, so I can actually draft the living trust. So I help with probate matters so that people don't have to necessarily go to an attorney. And it's just basically, I provide like a service that is a lot less expensive than an attorney. So I built a business off of that because I used to work for attorneys full time for years. I've been a paralegal for over 20 years now.
Wow.
And yeah.
So started at 9.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But at the end of the day, what I would notice is that people would come in with real problems, like they needed a divorce or they needed an estate plan or they were having real issues, but they just couldn't afford an attorney. And so
we most of us can't afford an attorney.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, it's real. It's facts. Since most attorneys charge anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 for a retainer, and who kind of has that laying around? You know, not a lot of people do. So that's where this business came into effect. You know, I've been in business since 2015, and I've helped so many people just, you know, get divorces, you know, child support, visitation, estate plans, basically any what their needs are. So I've been very fortunate to be able to help people that couldn't really get justice anywhere else, or that's the name, Justice and Advocacy.
Okay.
So I wasn't able to do that. So I'm so happy and so blessed that I'm able to help so many people that otherwise couldn't afford it.
And where do you work out of? Where's the geography that you're helping people?
My business is in Rancho Cucamonga.
Okay.
So I help people in the Inland Empire mostly, but I have helped people in LA County and Orange County as well. All the way down to San Diego County, to be honest with you.
Now it's probably easier than when you got started.
Oh, a lot easier because
right, they can't come see you. It's Zoom and no big deal.
Yes. After COVID, actually, surprisingly, my business actually boomed a little because people were doing.
We were getting divorced after COVID because they didn't want to be together anymore.
Actually, surprisingly, during COVID, we had a lot of nurses and firemen that were getting divorces.
Really? Okay.
Yes. It was really surprisingly that it boomed a lot in the nursing industry, even more so.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's an interesting one.
It wasn't? Yeah. I thought it was really interesting too. I had a bunch of, I mean, I think I had 10 within like a couple of weeks.
That's kind of interesting when you think about it, because, you know, we hear so much about the people that got divorced because they were home together more than they ever were. They were,
You
know, people were, you know, instead of going to work and being apart for 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day, now they're together, but
yep.
The firefighters and the nurses, they were still going out and doing their work. So that wasn't the case for them.
No, but I was surprised at that fact too. And they were just saying like, I'm just done. I can't do this anymore. And I realized now after this, like, I'm done. I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. So when somebody works with you as a paralegal, are they working off a retainer or is a flat rate?
It's a flat rate. Yeah.
So you look at what you have to do for them and, you know, to get X, you pay a Y.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're not paying a retainer. You know exactly what you're paying for to get like the petition done. And then I also help them like serve it and so forth. And then, you know, once we get it back, then I'll file the proof of service for them. And then the person, either the other party either responds or doesn't respond. And then I can help get a default judgment or a judgment done. So you can do everything.
You're doing a lot.
Yeah, I can do everything from beginning to end. As long as they agree to, and it's always so much more like, this is one bit of information like I would love for people to know and understand, is that if you guys can be amicable, a divorce can be really inexpensive. A paralegal can do it from the very beginning to the end as long as you guys are amicable. And it's a lot less expensive. And
what would be the benefit of using a paralegal versus, you know, going just through a mediator or there's the other one of the divorce, which my sometimes there hits in.
Like an arbitration
or mediation or something along those lines.
It's just less expensive because you're basically going with me to get the petition done, to get all the documents drafted. A lot of people come to me already ready to go. Like they know, like they don't have a lot of assets. They don't have they don't have a house, or even if they have a house, they already know they're going to pay half and half from the equity of the house. Right. One's going
to
buy.
So not to cause problems with attorneys.
No,
but they don't have.
I don't want to either.
But they don't have any, but because there's some really, really good attorneys out there that just want to help people.
There are.
And there's some attorneys that just want to grind people.
Yes.
So, you know, when you're coming to you and saying, okay, we already know, here's our schedule of assets and liabilities, and this is who's going to get what or how we're going to split it. There's no one saying, well, did you think about fighting over this? You know, to increase the billable hours. That's not your world.
No, that's not my world. My world is they already pretty much know what they want to do. And it's really, really the law is written that everything is split 50-50, especially in California. It's 50-50 debt. Any whatever debt is 50-50. Whatever equity or assets, it's 50-50. So reality, there's not a lot to fight for if you guys understand that.
Right. So, if you're not trying to be vindictive.
Exactly.
And you're really just looking to dissolve the union. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And real, and I say this all the time. So not that I know anything about divorce other than what the divorce attorneys I've talked to, you know, I'm 36 years into a life sentence. So it's just kind of the way it is. Right. But there was some reason that you got married in the first place. Mm-hmm. Right. Probably because you got along with each other.
You did.
So why do you have to hate each other going out the door?
Yes. Right? And maybe... usually where the fight comes in is the real is property, because they feel for some reason one deserves more than the other. And then the other fight is usually with the children. So you can always do like 50-50 custody. I mean, there's so many ways that you can go around it and slice it. One gets 1 week off, 1 week of weekends. I mean, and then I kind of tell them, like, these are some of the options that people have done. Like,
we'll talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Foreclosure numbers today are not like 2008. How to create a CD ladder. More with Melinda Bravo. We're going to talk about the paralegal and divorce, the paralegal and the trust, and how about probate? That's because you didn't talk about the paralegal about the trust. But, you know, we can deal with that. You know, too bad you didn't listen in the beginning. But we'll talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio. Your home and mortgage connection.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you can retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by RSRMoney.com. RSR Money, great resource, not just because I'm the one that supplies it to everybody, but I find it to be, you know, I go there and check out data as well. What are you going to get at RSRMoney.com? You can find out the value of your current property. 97% of the properties across the entire country that are up for sale, they're listed there. Monitor your bank account, your assets, your credit report, all available. RSRMoney.com does not cost you anything. Foreclosure numbers today are not like 2008. You've been keeping up with the news lately. You've probably come across headlines talking about the increase in foreclosures in today's housing market. This may have left you with some uncertainty, especially if you're considering buying a home. It's important to understand the context of these reports to know the truth about what's happening today. According to a recent report from Adam, a property data provider, foreclosure filings are up 2% compared to previous quarter and 8% since 1 year ago. While media headlines are drawing attention to this increase, reporting on just the number could actually generate worry for fear that prices could crash. The reality is, while increasing the data shows a foreclosure crisis is not where the market is headed. Let's look at the latest information with context so you can see how this compares to previous years. It isn't the dramatic increase headlines would have you believe. In recent years, the number of foreclosures has been down to record lows. That's because in 2020 and 2021, the forbearance program and other relief options for homeowners helped millions of homeowners stay in their homes, allowing them to get back on their feet during a very challenging period. And with home values rising at the same time, many homeowners who may have found themselves facing foreclosure under other circumstances were able to leverage their equity and sell their houses rather than face foreclosure. You can still do that today if you're having trouble. There is, you know, you got equity. Unless you bought it in 2021, you've probably got equity. So the bottom line is, why let it go to foreclosure or short sale or any of these other issues? You do not need to. As the government's moratorium came to an end, there was an expected rise in foreclosures. Think about the math, because the headlines don't tell you this. If you go from 50 foreclosures in a given city or county, which there are not that many, and you go to 75, that's a 50% increase. Sounds dramatic. But 25 out of the whole county or city or whatever it is, It's just math. As the government's moratorium came to an end, there was an expected rise in foreclosures. But just because foreclosures are up doesn't mean the housing market is in trouble. As Claire Trappasso, executive news editor at Realtor.com, says, quote, many of these foreclosures would have occurred during the pandemic, but were put off due to federal, state, and local foreclosure moratoriums designed to keep people in their homes. Real estate experts have stressed that this isn't a repeat of the Great Recession. It's not that scores of homeowners suddenly cannot afford their mortgage payments. Rather, many lenders are now catching up. The foreclosures would have happened during the pandemic if moratoriums hadn't halted the proceedings. In a recent article, Bankrate also explains, quote, in the years after the housing crash, millions of foreclosures flooded the housing market, depressing prices. That's not the case now. Most homeowners have a comfortable equity cushion in their homes. Lenders weren't filing default notices during the height of the pandemic, pushing foreclosures to record lows in 2020. And while there has been a slight uptick in foreclosures since then, it's nothing like it was, unquote. Basically, there's not a sudden flood of foreclosures coming. Instead, some of the increase due to the delayed activity explained before are economic conditions. To further paint the picture of just how the situation is compared to the housing crash, well, of course, we've got graphs that we share these things all the time. Foreclosures in the first 6 months of the year, look at that, down to 2010, we had 1.7 million foreclosures. 2023, 186,000. So don't listen to what the media has to say. They're just blowing smoke at you. That and there's all kinds of options. You should. there's really not a good reason to go through foreclosure. I mean, there might be some, but for the most part, very few for few reasons. There are investors that we know that are always looking to help take these properties off of somebody's hands so they don't have to go through foreclosure. Give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We will put you in touch with solutions. Could it be a realtor? Maybe. Could it be a bankruptcy attorney? That could hold them off. Could it be short sales? Maybe. Not a whole lot of them. Investors, all sorts of options. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by rsrmoney.com. Continue our conversation this morning. We are chatting with Melinda Bravo, Justice and Advocacy Group. So before the break, we started talking about the paralegal, not the attorney. Not that we have anything against attorneys, but some of them are not as scrupulous as others. So just throw that. That's my opinion, and I'm right. But
I'm like,
what's that?
I gotta say just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll get myself in trouble.
we know that there, you know, it doesn't matter what industry, there's really good people and really not so good people.
Yes.
In every industry.
Yes.
So true. The idea here is we're more than happy to put you in touch with some really, really good people that do serve the public. And you know, I've had realtors come in here that probably talk as many people out of buying or selling a house as try and work with them to buy a sell house.
Yeah.
Because it's not the right solution for them. And, you know, we see that in, in divorce, because you've got the consensual divorces and you've got the adversarial divorces, mediation, arbitration. And today we're learning about the paralegal. So we've talked before on the broadcast, Melinda, about that, how you can actually go to court yourself.
Yes.
And the courts really like it if you've got a professional that does the paperwork, so they're done right.
Yes.
And that's kind of where you come in, right?
Yes. So I've done that a lot for people, even when they do like a request for order to go to court, whether there's like a child custody or whatever visitation issue. And I've been actually really happy that I've had judges like, this paperwork looks great. Like, I know exactly what you're looking for, blah, blah, blah. And then they end up signing with my client, which is nice. But I have 20 years over experience. So that's why I'm able to do like these declarations, exhibits that maybe the normal person doesn't know are important in order for you to win your case.
Sure.
So when you go to an experienced paralegal, and there's a lot of legal doc prep places out there, don't get me wrong. And some of them are really good. But you really have to go to somebody who knows what they're doing and that they can. Well,
my analogy is always that, you know, I need double knee replacement.
Okay.
I could go online and find out how to do that. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to have a good outcome.
Right. I don't think so.
Right.
Right.
But, and the same thing is, you know, hire a professional to do what a professional does.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to throw a question out here, I think. And you'll have to tell me if I'm out of line. Some people do tell me that.
Okay.
So in a lot of different industries, you know, you've got the figurehead, and then you've got somebody that really does the work.
Okay. I know we're going with this.
You know, the attorney goes in there, and they have the conversation, and they've got the degrees and all that stuff. Is it the paralegal, the legal secretary, and I don't even know what the difference is, that really does the work?
Yes.
Okay.
So in reality, yes. So in most...
Is there a difference between a paralegal and a legal secretary?
Oh, yeah. A legal secretary basically like answer phones, does calendaring, files the paperwork, where the paralegal drafts everything.
Actually,
I mean, granted, I'll file paperwork too and things like that, but that's typically the big difference. Yeah. So we usually have we usually have an education also. Legal secretary can as well, but you really need, like, I have an ABA certified certificate from UCLA School of Law Extension Program. So
we won't hold that against you, being that I'm a Trojan fan.
We're going to fight now. That's it.
You know, I have a ritual on Ron Siegel Radio that we, for every time we have a Bruin here. Uh-uh. Gotta have it for whenever we have Bruins come in here. I do that just so that you'll feel at home. Just throw that out.
I don't know about that one.
Okay.
Time to take a break.
That was Melinda Bravo.
I know, I'm done now because I'm from UCLA. But
Josh,
no, like,
Josh, we don't have to mute her mic in just because of that.
Okay, I know, right? He turned my mic off. I'm like, is this thing on?
Yeah, exactly. Hello, hello.
No, so basically, like, you know, paralegals usually have, like I have a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, you know, I have about a year of law school under my belt. So we typically have maybe a little bit more education. We have a little more experience in that area. So we can draft motions. I mean, I pretty much do everything an attorney does. I can't give legal advice, and I can't represent somebody in court, and I can't sign anything. But pretty much everything else, we do. We draft motions and prepare exhibits and trial preparation. We do it all.
Wow, even trial preparation.
Oh, yeah. I do all the exhibits, the trial now, briefs, everything.
Before the break, we were talking about the hypothetical individual or hypothetical couple that got along well, figured there was a reason they got married for some reason or another.
They liked each other.
They might have liked each other or something.
At some point they did.
And now they've decided that they don't like each other or they can't live together anymore.
Okay.
And they are wanting to get divorced. Can both parties retain you together, or does each do it separately?
Yes, actually that happens a lot. I have a couples come in and say, look, we just can't get along anymore, we don't want to be together, can you help us? So I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do this. And they tell me both what they want, and then we kind of just go from there.
Okay, so it's we're able to get both people in there and do the whole nine yards.
Yes.
So but you made a comment before that I want to dig into a little bit.
Okay.
So the child custody issues.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, and because I'm a consumer advocate and, you know, I love kids, even my own sometimes.
It's okay.
They don't listen.
Real parents understand that comment.
Exactly. Exactly. So you can actually, what is it? You fill out the paperwork for the child custody and then they go themselves to court?
Yes.
Or are you with them when they go to court?
No, they go by themselves to court. So I tell people, if you're comfortable going to court on your own, let's do this. If you're not comfortable, I can still do what's called a hybrid model.
Okay.
And so let's say you go to a typical attorney and he charges $5,000 to $10,000 retainer. The whole case costs about $40,000 to $50,000, right?
Wow.
You come to me, I can draft everything, get you all prepared up to that point where you go to court. And then an attorney, I can refer it to one of the attorneys that I've been working with for years. I've got a slew of them. I've been doing this for 20 years. So I can refer it out to an attorney. They'll do a limited scope, represent you at that hearing because you don't feel comfortable. And then they could take it from there. And now a case that would have cost you $40,000, $50,000 would probably cost you $5,000 to $10,000 or $15,000. So there's a way of doing this so where it's a lot less expensive. You still get everything you want out of it, but it's a lot less expensive.
Okay, so saving a little bit of money.
Yes.
I like that idea.
Right.
And you know something, you're gonna probably get to the same end result anyway.
You do.
And as I've shared many times, not that I'm an attorney and not that I'm giving legal advice, but you're going to get a better outcome if you and your partner decide what you want.
Yes.
The court has rules that they have to follow. But if you're not breaking the rules, you can do whatever you want, right? The judge is not going to, the judge has a, what they call a minimum standards that they have to follow. But as long as you're not violating a law and you say, well, I want 75-25 custody, the judge isn't going to say no unless there's, you know, some, again, violation. So, again, not giving you legal advice, just sharing what I've been told from other people. You need to get your own legal advice. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, once again, Josh, I talk too much. We're going to skip our better outcome segment. And we're going to chat about trusts and probate when we come back. You can reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio, your home and mortgage.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit RSRNoDebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit RSRNoDebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, RSRNoDebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. RSRNoDebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to RSRNoDebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. I will tell you the Borrow Smart segment is brought to you by RSRStudentLoanHelp.com. RSRStudentLoanHelp.com. 31 million Americans have student loans. There are about 11 programs that are already legal, approved by Congress, signed by a president, on the books, not being challenged in the Supreme Court every time. That can help you get that student loan. And I know maybe you don't have student loans, but you might have friends, family, coworkers, grandkids, kids that do. 11 different programs to help solve the problem. RSRStudentLoanHelp.com. Borrow Smart segment. Continue our conversation this morning. Melinda Bravo is with us, Justice and Advocacy Group. So, Melinda, I wanted to chat with you because we don't have a huge amount of time left.
Okay.
But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about trusts, probates, mm-hmm. how you can help in those arenas.
So I actually can help draft a whole estate plan, which includes like the living trust, the power of a will, balanced healthcare directives, and so forth, general power of attorney. So I actually can offer you a complete estate plan. And why trust is so important, that's probably where you're going with that, right, is because you do not want to go to probate court. I actually do probate as well, and that is a nightmare. So just so people understand, probate court is basically what happens when you don't have a trust. And so in order for you to do a trust, you actually have to fund it by putting those trust deeds, and you're, basically your house goes into the trust.
So your assets go in there.
You do.
They house, do. Bank accounts. Mm-hmm. Asset, you know, stock accounts.
Yes.
Does insurance go in there?
It can, but I just like, okay. I just put it as like, this is what I have.
Okay.
Basically. So it's beneficial because God forbid you pass away. Then
it's gonna happen to all of us sometimes.
Unfortunately. Yes.
Even George Burns had to, you know, he was trying to find another way out, but he didn't.
Right. So what happens when you pass away is then you're at your house, which is your biggest asset. Usually anyways, it goes straight to your kids or whoever you deem as your trustee or your beneficiary. Right.
Right.
So then they have to divvy it up however you want it done. So you may not like a kid and don't want to use them as a beneficiary or whatever you want to do.
Don't tell them because then you may be executing the trust sooner than you wanted to.
Yeah. So, you know, like you can give it to whoever you want, a neighbor, whatever you want to do with it.
That's where we've seen the ones where they give their stuff to their dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could do that too.
Not too smart, but kind of hard for the dog to complete their new trust, but that's a different
right
story.
So then
now go to the probate ideas. You can help somebody with probate too.
I can. Mm-hmm.
So what does that look like?
So I draft the documents for them and they go to court. They get their letters of administration, they get the house, and then I help them with the accounting, the inventory, appraisals. I take care of everything from beginning to end as well.
Wow.
So it's okay. A lot less expensive again because an attorney has to file, and nothing against attorneys, but they have a chart that they have to follow, which has a certain percentage for the first couple hundred thousand and so forth. So it can get pretty pricey, and
sure.
it's based on the gross amount of your estate. So if you have an estate worth like $1 million, but you still owe about $500,000 because your house obviously isn't paid off, most people's aren't.
Right.
That the attorneys charge off the million, not off the $500,000.
Wow.
So it can get pretty pricey. So for me to do it, you know, it's going to be again a fraction of the cost.
So you save a lot of money and still get some good stuff done.
Exactly.
Now, my understanding, or my maybe not my understanding, but my observation mm-hmm. on trusts. Is there's a whole lot of that that's boilerplate.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Because most attorneys that I talk to, they have a intake form that they start with.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know, then there might be some questions there. Mm-hmm. Now, does it do you now if a trust gets complicated, mm-hmm. not do you then say, okay, well, you know something, you need to be talking to an attorney about this because there's mm-hmm. A, B, and C that you may not be doing the right way?
I would if I needed it, yes.
Okay.
But again, I have a lot of experience, though. I've been doing this for over 20 years. So they just tell me what they want to do, where their assets go, and it's pretty much, you know, I plug it in where I need to.
Okay, so, and the outcome is going to look kind of like what I would get from an attorney's office?
It's going to look exactly like the
one. Exactly.
Exactly like the one you get from an attorney's office. I basically work with a lot of attorneys, and I contract out with them. And it's literally the same thing. Mm-hmm.
So what happens in many instances mm-hmm. is you go into the attorney, meet the attorney, they take down the notes, they get the intake form, they mm-hmm. send it over to you, you fill it out, send it back to the attorney, and
yes,
okay,
it's literally the same exact packet that you get.
Mm-hmm. And
but don't tell anybody.
No, we only have 7 listeners. So okay,
good, we're good.
So then when you're talking about those kind of things, The biggest thing that I see or hear about, because I'm not doing it all the time, but I hear about, is that people don't fund their trust properly.
They don't.
Or they don't fund it at all.
They don't. And a lot of people who draft these trusts don't fund it for them. But I fund it because and funding just means you're putting the property, you're transferring the property. So let's say, you know, Melinda Bravo, my house is Melinda Bravo, single woman, blah, blah, blah. Then when I do my trust, what I do, it's the trustee, Melinda Bravo trust of Melinda Bravo, blah, blah, blah. So it's still in your name and people get a little nervous about that. They're like, oh my God, you're changing my deed. Yeah, we're changing your deed, but it's still your name as trustee of your name trust. Right.
Okay.
And that's funding it. If you don't do that very, very critical step, then your trust is not funded and it's invalid. And then you still got to go to probate.
Well, it's valid because now it's just a paperweight.
Exactly.
Right. So, yeah. So now you've got a trust that you paid for mm-hmm. and you get to go to probate too.
Yes. And then you have to do a petition and a whole other drama to get that basically trust validated. And then you can sell it.
All because you didn't do it right in the first place.
Yes.
Or didn't get good guidance in the first place.
Yes.
Or you went to... I'm not going to say LegalZoom, but you went somewhere online and maybe you got the right paperwork done.
Yes.
But you just didn't know all the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Right. So you got to know. And even at that point, my understanding is you've got to have somebody that's going to redraw the deed.
Yes.
So that the deed is then recorded properly.
Yes.
Right. So these are all steps mm-hmm. that go into it. And my bet is if you're a great plumber or electrician or handyman, and I don't know how to do any of those things. I don't even know how to use a screwdriver. You may not be up on how to fund a trust. Just possibly. Right. And you know, like I say, someone said, you can change a toilet. It's easy. I said, you're right. It's very easy. I call the handyman. I call the plumber and they change the toilet. Not a big deal. Right. I don't know how to do those things. I don't even know how to fund a trust, but I know that it needs to be done.
Yes.
You need to call the right people. Melinda can help you with that.
Yes.
And just make that call. And from what she's telling us, it's not as expensive as going directly to the attorney, and the work looks exactly the same.
Just saying.
So just throw that out there.
Started
for
in
you.
The universe.
If you want to get in touch with Melinda Bravo Justice and Advocacy Group, give me a call. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I know how to get a hold of her, and I can put you in touch with her. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to Josh and Sean who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.